Okay, we'll call this joint work session between the Pine City Council, Deschutes County Board of Commissioners at 3:58, February 8th, 2017, to order. Establish roll call. How about the City Council first?
Don Greiner.
Connie Breeze.
Karen Ward.
Stu Martinez.
Okay, we have a quorum for City Council. How about the Deschutes County Commissioners?
I'll call the Deschutes County Board of Commissioners to order as well, and we are all present.
Okay, great. Okay, Jake, you want to lead us in the pledge?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, added agenda items. I think we got one.
Yep, I request one. Ready for that then?
Ready.
So Stu and I are working on a little plan here, and a little bit of history. So 10 years ago, a little bit more than 10 years ago, the city of Lapine was voted in as a city. And
let's wait 1 second first.
Sure.
Let's go around and introduce everybody.
Oh, sure, yeah. Okay.
I'll start myself. Dennis Scott, Mayor of Lapine for a whole 1 month.
Congratulations.
Tony DeBone, Deschutes County Commissioner.
Tammy Bainey, Deschutes County Commissioner.
Phil Henderson, Deschutes County Commissioner, been in office 1 month also.
There you go.
Don Anderson, County Administrator. Don Greiner.
Connie Breeze, City Councilor.
Karen Ward, Councilor.
Stu Martinez, Councilor.
Corey Misley, City Manager.
Jake Obers, Public Works Manager.
And let's go around the outside too. Cause
Nick Wheelock, Deschutes County Community Development Director.
Whitney Hale, Deschutes County Public Information Officer.
I'm Eric Ropp, Deschutes County Deputy County Administrator.
Chris Doty, Deschutes County Road Department. James Lewis, Deschutes County Property Manager.
Colleen Scott, volunteer, and wife of Dennis
Scott. Russ Smith, Planning Commissioner. And Gary Gordon, Board of Directors, Lapine Park and Rec, and the Chairman.
Cedar Simmons, I'm the Engineer at Parametrics.
Ben Ewing, Engineer at Parametrics.
Steve Parnell, EDCO, South County.
Dwayne Crumey, Newberry Habitat for Humanity.
Okay, thank you everybody. It's an honor. This is nice.
This is real nice.
Okay.
Yep.
Forgetting about
this. Oh yeah, I'm sorry.
That was all right. Ashley Williams, County Clerk for the City of Lapine.
Patty Morgan, Administrative Assistant.
I'll be paying for that forever. Okay, added agenda item. Go ahead.
Great. Thank you very much. Sorry about the introductions, everyone. Do you want to say some words up front here?
Just that, you know, Tony brought this idea to me, and I thought, well, this is a great opportunity to reinforce why Lapine became a city, why we incorporated, a little bit of history. I think Tony will cover that. And so, go.
Yep, so real quick, 10 years ago, this was a flyer that was used, and these four bullet points, it's just been, you know, kind of reminded of people. So the things that the City of Lapine, so I was involved, my wife was involved, we were all in town at the time, Stu was on the first City Council. So the four bullet points, protect our small town lifestyle, gain greater control over growth issues, build a better environment for families and kids, be more responsive to the needs of seniors. So those four bullet points just kind of keep coming up some in discussions once in a while. It's like they're really good guiding principles about why this area even became a city. So this is the original flyer, and I'm going to leave all this stuff. I mentioned this to Corey already. It's just some good history. The November 2006 voters pamphlet. So it's real interesting, the history in here. City of Lapine was in there, and it passed. The first councilors are in here also, so you can see the first five city councilors. Permanent rate for the sheriff's department. So you know, the City of Lapine incorporated at the same time, but having that permanent rate means the city doesn't need to create its own police department, which is pretty darn exciting, having sheriff services. Also, the charter for Deschutes County. There's a charter proposal that did not pass in that November election. And then also, Commissioner Bainey ran for office for the first time as commissioner. So her photo is in here.
I look a little different.
A little younger, 10 years ago. This just all came together. This is stuff that kept coming my way. So in 1999, there was also an effort to incorporate the city. Our retiring executive secretary at the county handed this to me one day. She says, you know, this is 10-year-old paperwork I was just going to dispose of, maybe, and maybe you want it. So this was the packet that was sent out to the citizens. And they say this is 6 years before the the effort that passed. So based on this flyer, Stu and I put together a plaque for the city councilors with those four bullet points on it. So, yeah, let's
go back to those real quick.
So you were part of this?
I was running for county commissioner at the time.
Oh, okay.
And the interesting piece is I didn't know if I was running for a half-time position, if we were going to be by district, if we were going to be by, you know, partisan or not, or I just apparently wanted to serve. So, yeah.
Well, and a part that everybody seems to forget, that everybody remembers the first city council and the elections and everything, but the one person that always seems to be forgotten is the person that spearheaded the whole idea of it wasn't a new idea, but Bob Cox, you know, the local real estate agent, you know, was driving force behind this and really got on the ball and talked to a few of us and said, well, if this passes, would you be interested in being on the city council? So there was five of us, you know, saying, okay, okay. And, you know, there was a lot more excitement about it than it was great, you know, being part of history, really. And another thing was, after it passed, trying to get services for a city, a brand new city, and, you know, it doesn't happen very often. I think we were only the 200th city in the state of Oregon, you know. And one task I remember doing was trying to call the phone company to get a phone for the city. And it was like, well, who is the government entity before you? There wasn't one. Well, how do we get the credit established? Well, we don't. We're brand new. So it was a whole chaotic thing. But Bob Cox was the driving force. I just want to mention his name because he doesn't get credit sometimes. So
there's a plaque for Bob and then all the counselors.
Great.
Wow, that's really cool.
And what's interesting, reading over that stuff, it's exact same principles that the branding that we had done came up with. You know, at the bottom of it, small town strong. Basically, it's all the same bullet points. You know, so it's great. Moving on.
So the logo and the small town strong is the new, and then the four bullet points are the original.
Are the original.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Cool. Okay, number 7, land use. Corey, you want to? You and Mr. Anderson going to somebody take care of that?
You want to do it?
Just say a couple words, just to kind of, you can come on up.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Okay.
You got James and Councilor Martinez and Commissioner Jabone didn't say too much. I think the county certainly has viewed the city as a very close partner through leading up to 2005 and ever since then, but and we work very closely with the city ever since its incorporation. And I think what we're going to talk about today is kind of a little bit of a reflection on that. When Corey and I were talking about how we might set this up, we thought it'd be nice to, you know, maybe look a little bit at what our partnership has been since incorporation leading up today in terms of land use, and James is going to cover that, and then kind of where we are right now in our partnership in terms of working through, you know, since we truly are partners in the development world in permitting, building on our side, and land use on the city side, and then the traffic, you know, improvements that come along with that kind of development. Both Nick Wheelock and Chris Doty are going to speak to that. And then a little bit, you know, about the future and, you know, what, you know, how we continue to partner on, you know, issues of shared importance, including things like, you know, affordable housing, you know, our road infrastructure, and so forth. So we thought that might be a good way to kind of help, you know, frame today's discussion.
So with that, I'll turn it over to James to talk.
Okay. And Corey, anytime you want to jump in, we work together on these things.
Appreciate
it. We talk at least once a week.
Yeah, on average, for sure.
Which is good, because that means we have a lot going on.
Exactly.
So I look at that as very much positive. So there are a couple items on your agenda that are listed there. There are actually three that I'm going to talk about. And what I'm going to do is on the map, I'm going to point to some properties that where these projects are located. And again, these are specific development projects where the county has worked with the city to donate the land, and now those folks that the property was donated to are in the process of working with the city on the land use permits. The first one that's not listed on the agenda is this property right here. You can see that property right there. That's owned by Deschutes County. This is Huntington Road right here. And this is Caldwell. It comes in right there. That property owned by the county had, over the past year, has agreed to donate the southern 2 acres of that piece, that's a 5-acre piece, to St. Charles to build a new medical clinic here. And most of you probably know that. So as part of an agreement to donate that, the county, we worked with the city to identify, and I think with some of the city councilors now, past city councilors, to identify that there was a community need for additional medical services in South County. And that was presented to the county, to the board, and based on that presentation, our board agreed to donate that property. So since that time, St. Charles has been working diligently with the city staff. They have just completed the partition of that property to designate the 2 acres that they will take ownership of. And they're just in the final, I think they're writing the decision for the
site plan decision. Yep.
So that will go out, and as soon as the snow melts, they should be ready here this spring, very shortly, to begin construction. And so it's anticipated, I think their timeline takes them clear into, I don't know when they would be open, but
they said fall 17 originally. I've heard now it's been pushed back spring. A few months. So I'll say, let's say January 2018 is a good target, I think.
So that's, again, that was something that started in kind of early 2016. And so the land use process being what it is, the weather being what it is, to have them up and running with a new clinic in early 2018, I think that's just a real success in partnership between the city and the county to actually make that happen as fast as possible. So the second property is this property right here, this kind of weird shaped property. just recently, back in the fall, the city got a request and I think a presentation to the city council from Housing Works, who's the housing authority here in Central Oregon. And I think the proposal was brought to the city to say, hey, we think there's a need, and you guys all know there's a need for more affordable housing in South County, and we would like you to support us in a request to the county for some land to develop some affordable housing. Along with that request that then came to the county and a support letter from the Lapine City Council, our board heard that, our board considered that, and they looked at Housing Works, their ability to move fast and make something happen in quick order here in Lapine. So our board acted very quickly too in response to that. And so that request came, I think, in late August, and by October we had an agreement in place to donate that property to Housing Works. Since that time, they've worked with the city to rezone the property. I think they're in the midst of the partition and the site plan review preparation right now. They're going to take the northern 2.5 acres, and they're going to develop 42 units, affordable housing units. They're going to be built in a townhome style. They will be rental properties. And so it's not a typical apartment that you would see. So aside from bringing needed affordable housing to Lapine, you might want to comment too, I mean, it's a very attractive design, what they're bringing forward. So I think just from a physical presence, it will also be an asset to your community. And that was something that our board was concerned about too. So there are two projects in the past year where the city and the county, through correspondence between the council and our county commission, through us as staff, have made these projects come to fruition that are benefits for the city. And I'm proud to have worked on these in Fort Lapine and to make these come to fruition. The third thing was the donation of a property to to the city. It's a property that the county has owned. I can't know it's such a scale, but it's right across from the high school. It's on Coach Road, and it is there's a small kind of shop building there. The county has owned for a long time. Our road department had kind of utilized it as shop space in years past. Right now, county didn't have any uses, any county uses. It has been leased to Lapine Frontier Days. That is where their home has been, so they've utilized that for a number of years. And again, that was a lease that the county did free of charge to Frontier Days, so they would have a place to operate here in Lapine. Well, that property was recently donated. I think the deed was recorded on January 30th, so to the city. So the city now is the owner of that property. So there's another asset that that I think the county's been able to partner with the city and say, here's something that you can use as a growing city, community. So those are three just examples that we wanted to present to you today. I've been doing all the talking. I don't know if you had anything to say there.
You covered it pretty well, James. I will say, you know, the county, yourself and Nick and Chris and others, staff, and have been really good to work with and put these proposals together, working with the third party, you know, whether it's St. Charles or Housing Works, to find out what their needs are, look at their timeline, and especially with Housing Works, they were trying to get state funds, which they did secure, and there was a very finite window for them to secure those funds. We're having the pre-app meeting next week, and I would expect to see construction this summer, so it's a pretty incredible turnaround time on that, less than a year. So
there's also another piece of property they donated back in, it's the piece right at Highway 97 and Huntington Road where our first flag pole was dedicated.
Yes.
So that's another piece they donated.
I just love it the way, not just a new city, we have all new people now.
Right.
I mean, Corey's city manager, Jake, I mean, Corey stepped up to the plate on all of this. And the city really appreciates it. Okay.
Mr. Mayor, if I may, just I think a guiding principle that we don't want to be what you need and be able to be of assistance to the city and not try to speak for you or try to think about what it is that we might want for your city, but we want to be able to embrace what it is that you need. And so I don't want to speak for my colleagues, but certainly for me as a guiding principle, that interaction of knowing when we have a request for land or when we have a request for certain things, what is it that you need, and then how do we complement that? So maybe it goes without saying, but that's what we like to do to make sure that
This seems to be going really well.
Good.
Well, let's move on here, because I know we got some few things to cover. Development. Who's going to cover that? Okay.
I'm Nick Lelak again. Thank you. And I'll just continue the theme of the partnership and the cooperation that we have with the city, which has been just exceptional since incorporation. And, of course, we had all jurisdiction in the area prior to incorporation. And the city delegated to the county planning authority until just a couple of years ago when the city adopted and implemented your new zoning ordinance, your comprehensive plan, et cetera. So at that point, the city assumed authority of planning. We have retained the authority over the building department. We have the full range of the building services and the building program. And until about 2013, we were across the street in the county services building. And at that point, we approached the city. You had acquired the city hall about moving in here. So we could really create a one-stop shop for all of our customers, whether they're in the city or beyond. And I think that's just been an extraordinary move for all of us. It's great for our customers that come in. Sometimes they have city questions, sometimes they have county questions, and they can answer they get all their questions answered in one place. And at the same time, especially as Corey, as you were starting, and as we've had some transitions with city managers over time, we have the historical perspective because we've had the same people, in many cases, working for the county for over a decade, if not significantly longer. So there's the institutional knowledge that can really help contribute. Today, it's great right now. If somebody comes in and applies for a building permit, we'll look to the city first. The city will issue a release form. It's as simple as just an email to our staff so we have a written record of it. Once we receive the release form, we'll begin the plan review, and we'll complete our process, and then we won't issue that permit. We won't let them on their way until the city issues another release form. And so while I know you talk with James on a weekly, and you're going to be the common denominator, Corey, as we all know. You talk to James on a weekly basis. I know you talk to Tracy Griffin, who's is our staff here much more regularly than that, sometimes multiple times per day, just to help coordinate so that we have a seamless process to get those building permits issued. So that process is working very, very well. Beginning in March, next month, we're going to move our day. We're here one day a week on Tuesdays. We're going to move that day to Thursdays. For the main reason that our Redmond office, we're moving our Redmond office to also co-locate in their city hall, and we're co-locating there with their veterans office. And the veterans office, they staff Redmond on Tuesdays, and so we need to make that adjustment. So, but the service will remain the same. I talked to Tracy just a little bit ago, and we see about 6 to 12 customers a day on average. And some days it's a lot more, not very, very rarely is it fewer than that. But so it's certainly a needed service here. And of course, our building inspectors and building official, they may be here day in and day out as your contractors and whatnot are building throughout the city. Just last year, we updated our intergovernmental agreement with the city to provide an advanced planning fee to the city to help support your planning program. We collect it in the county, and so we continue to collect it in the city, and we provide that to you. I just signed the invoice between our board work session and the time I got in the car to drive over, so it's not much in January, as it often is. $187 is $187.
There you go.
So that's going very well. We're coordinating on other things as well, Newberry Neighborhood, SDCs, etc. So I just wanted to provide an overview and happy to answer any questions.
But I know permits are available online also. So if you don't need to see a technician, if it's a contractor that knows what they need to do, they can start the process online. So even if that person isn't in this building, permits are available for that subset of projects.
Okay, we're gonna have questions and answers at the end here too. You know, to keep a little bit more organized, I guess. Something.
Sure. Oh no, I just was gonna echo what Nick said. You know, whether it's working with Randy Shy, the building official, whether it's working with Nick or whether Tracy or other permit techs, it's been. I feel like we've taken a pretty big step in probably the past year. Brought a city planner on, Tammy Wisco. I want to give her a lot of credit for doing a great job and updating a lot of the city's zoning materials and zoning forms and things like that, streamlining the process. And we had to do that partly because we had more applications in the past year than we had the previous 2 years that we had the planning department. So things have picked up. Everyone knows that things are starting to get built, and it's a fast-paced time. But the partnership, and I think some of the permit release form, it's a small thing, but in terms of tracking permits and getting contractors and developers what they need when they need it, it makes everyone happier. It's better customer service. So hats off to that. So
thank you. Okay, the industrial park. Who's going to cover the
James again?
Yeah, sure.
Right. Okay. Again, following up on the theme of working with the city regarding the land that the county owns within the city limits, and I think Chair Bainey summarized the fact that the county does want to work with the city. We're looking to help the city at the direction of the city. What can we do to help the city? And part of that is the use of the industrial lands. And so a little history on this is going back to November of 2014, working with Rick Allen when he was here, the county and the city formed an intergovernmental agreement that gave the city authority over marketing, negotiating sales, leases of the industrial land that's primarily on the southeast side of Lapine. Because the thought was, you know, the question was, hey, we're here every day, we're down here every day, we are able to better respond to immediate questions, we know what we need in the community. And so that was brought to the county commissioners, and commissioners said, yeah, that makes total sense. So that intergovernmental IGA, that IGA was struck and has been in place for just over 2 years now. So during that time, as Corey said, it's really ramped up over the past year. What that IGA does is it gives the authority for, again, for the city, and also now working with Steve, and before Steve it was Janet. Edco's been a great big partner that's helped out tremendously to market that land, and there have been inquiries. And since that time, I just think in the past 6 months to a year, There have been two leases, a lease option for purchase of land for someone that's running a timber business over there. There was another kind of, I think it was a server center type of lease or option agreement that's still in place to build like a data rack server center. And then there are two other option agreements for sale right now for their marijuana grow and processing operations. Now, some of the factors that are key, I believe, that the county has worked with the city on, and the city then had worked with EDCO on, is to say, okay, before we sell property, rather than just to sell it speculatively, because people want to buy land low and then hold on to it for 5 years and sell it high, there's been a guiding principle that the land has to be used for creating jobs, creating economic development in the South County, and unless you can demonstrate that, we're really not going to sell you the land, you know, which stands to reason, because it's a valuable resource for the community of Lapine. So the city's been in charge of that, and working with EDCO, there's a list of 7 criteria that they put together, a way of evaluating proposals for that land to say, do they meet those benchmarks of creating jobs? Do they create economic development for the South County? I'll give you an example, and is one, I had a request before we had, going back a couple years, where somebody wanted to build a mini storage on acreage, and it employed one person. It contributes to the tax base, but it doesn't meet some of those guiding principles of creating multiple jobs that brings, you know, dollars to lots of other businesses in the community. So that's an example of being diligent and, you know, working with the city. They've taken over that responsibility, and they have been very diligent in following those guiding principles. And so along those lines, we have a very good, again, working relationship. This is other reasons why I talk to Corey once a week. And I think we have a good relationship in as much as when we need to get something done, whether it's a question from you to me or me back to you or getting documents in place, it's like a week turnaround and we have stuff in place and it's moving forward. And that's so that we can move very fast in helping the city of Lapine create some jobs and economic development.
Yeah.
So, okay. Looking forward to there's other people I know that are calling me and
they're knocking on the doors. Everyone who's trying to expand or grow or move their business in this summer construction season, if they're smart, they're talking about it and thinking about it right now. So we got people knocking on the door. And we know also that the county-owned land in the Lapine Industrial Park is not for us to compete with people who own private parcels. It's an option. It's not right for everyone. It is right for some people. It depends on the criteria and the matrix of, again, what James said, how many jobs are you creating? You know, what's your real investment? Those types of things. So I think we have a good system in place right now that's working well. And I do want Steve Parnell, who he's on the job for a little over a month himself, to introduce himself and just say a little bit about SLED and kind of what we're working on and trying to accomplish. So
yeah, it's a month and 2 weeks. So far I've learned the first 5 points. I'm still working on the other 2 criteria. But we're moving ahead. EDCO, for those who don't know what EDCO is, it's Economic Development of Central Oregon. And it's a nonprofit company, about a dozen people on staff. There is an area director. I'm the area director for Sun River and Lapine. But there's an area director basically for every city in the Tri-County area. So Madras, Prineville, Sisters, Bend, Redmond, and Sun River, Lapine. I also talk to people in Gilcrest and Crescent and Rock and Christmas Valley, so we're you know, there's a big area, and so my role is really to try to bring those what they call traded sector jobs into the industrial park, and traded sector being they're manufacturing something they're going to ship out of the area, and so we work on that. I also am, you know, helping out with the chamber and what they call the rural tourism studio and some new ideas to try to bring more tourist dollars into the area and expand upon that. That's not my primary focus, but I help with that as well. But Corey has been great, Jake have been great to work with. We've got, like Corey said, quite a few people knocking on the doors wanting to know more about this. We've had some good play. I don't know if you've read in the Bend Bulletin lately. We have a couple good articles on industrial property in Newbury Business Park. So there's a lot going on, and they, I think what we're feeling, and I think a lot of people in this room would echo this, we're feeling that we're on the verge. It's like we're there, people are finally discovering Lapine, this little place south of Bend, you know, and south of Sun River, and Sun River is well branded. We've got our new brand, we're trying to promote that. So that's kind of my role in a nutshell, and EDCO supports that. The funding for EDCO comes from private corporations and the city and the county. And so that's where my salary comes from. So I have about 7 or 8 bosses at this point. So. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
If I could.
Go ahead.
A little more history on the industrial park area. When Lapine incorporated, the cooperation between the county and the newly formed city was also instrumental in the development, planning, and implementation of our first traffic light.
Yes.
Or second, excuse me, second.
Yeah, yeah.
Our first one was Burgess and Huntington. The second one is 97 and Reed Road. So that cooperation started before the city was incorporated, continued through incorporation, and that's, you know, that was one of the driving forces for becoming a city, was the access to the industrial park. So I know Tom was big in that process, and your former commissioner, can't think of.
Was it Luke?
Yes, Dennis Luke, you know, was a driving force in that. So,
well, I'll assume they forgot.
Well, I was trying to think of the name of the group, organization, the acronym before.
LIGGY,
that's it.
So we had, I think it was 50,000 or something to do some planning dollars. And
it was 200 something thousand.
Well, there was an original some seed, and then went, yes, as we went forward. I think there were a couple allocations, but yeah.
But I mean, the adventure started long before we incorporated.
Yeah.
And one other note, it was Tony's brainchild in a lot of ways of the partnership to help fund the EDCO piece. So I just wanted to give a quick shout out to make sure that each community had their own individual voice that was able to cultivate economic development work. And so just
he's not here tonight, but Rick Allen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A big player in that. So we got to give him a little pat on the back.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Okay, let's move on and hear about.
Rick Allen is still involved with Corey and I and our mission, and so he still is an integral part into the development of the industrial park and the business park.
He knows how to get a deal done.
No.
Okay, the next one's going to be the best one, I think. Future. who's taking on this one?
Chris Doty, I wrote to her, right?
Okay.
Sitting next to my boss. Got a couple maps here, just showing the roads that are in the city of Lapine that are the city of Lapine's jurisdiction. And then also on the back side of there is the one that shows the roads in the city that are Deschutes County's jurisdiction. So that kind of sets the tone, I think, for a little bit of what we want to talk about.
Middle one or the top one? Maybe go to the middle one. See what the middle one is.
No, wait,
that's pretty good.
That's a
takes a little of the edge off. Thanks.
So when the city did incorporate, the majority of the roads inside the city limits at that time were county roads. And they still remain county roads, the roads that were county roads at that time. Roads that developed were platted, dedicated after incorporation of the city, became city streets. And I think initially, as well, the city did inherit local access roads that were inside the city limits. And I think that's Cable Neighborhood, part of the reason why, you know, those, that slug of mileage came in. You know, those are at least within the jurisdictional authority of the city, so to speak. And so, we've had an IGA in place, I think, since 2009, for maintenance, such that the county will provide maintenance to the city on the city's system when requested. And conversely, the city will provide snow plowing services, mostly contracted, I understand, on the county roads within the city limits when necessary. It's been a very good workable agreement, and we rarely hear anything negative, you know, coming from this part of our world when it comes to snow and ice. We hear a lot from every other part of our world. especially this year. So, you know, as you can imagine, as a resident living in the city with county roads and city roads, sometimes you're driving down the same road, and you're going from city jurisdiction to county jurisdiction to city jurisdiction back to county jurisdiction. It can be a little confusing, and so that's one issue I think that that we've struggled with from a customer perspective. The others in I guess the area of growth, and that's kind of what we want to talk about a little bit here today, is the fact that, you know, the city, as it's grown and matured a little bit in the first 10 years, has developed its own vision for what its streets want to look like, how they want to function, and things like that. We're starting to see great development here in Lapine, and that presents an interesting issue as county roads then are modernized to become, you know, what the city wants them to be through its vision. And so that involves, you know, interesting development agreements. The city has 60 feet of right, or county has 60 feet of right of way. A developer needs to dedicate more right of way. Who's he dedicated to? Dedicates it to the city. So you have an interesting striped type of a right of way approach. And so there's just a lot of, I think, good reasons that we should start to talk about, you know, the city taking jurisdictional authority from the county for road facilities inside the city limits. And I know, you know, that's been something that causes some anxiety for a variety of reasons, namely resources. You know, it's the fact that, you know, roads are difficult to maintain, they're expensive. It's a lot of infrastructure coming in that you'd have a lot of questions about, you know, your resources and ability to maintain those. And so we recognize that. We would never, I think, envision a scenario where we ask you to take over the infrastructure and the jurisdictional authority and not be a part of a solution moving forward, certainly involving our ability to be here and still help maintain, but at least allow the city to have control. You know, kind of going back to the you know, the items on the plaque and that were discussed as those founding principles, having control of this community's infrastructure and its vision and its future moving forward. So without getting into the details, because there aren't any yet, we think this would be a good opportunity just to float that balloon with the board and city council and talk about perhaps sitting down in the coming months and, you know, perhaps years, looking at an agreement, what an agreement would look like, you know, what resources would come with that, what duties would still remain, you know, with the county. We're real good at maintaining pavement. We're not so good at providing urban services. You know, and as the city grows, it's going to want, you know, urban style amenities, services, street sweeping, you know, all sorts of different things that aren't in our wheelhouse as your rural, you know, service provider for county roads. So this is less of a fearful introduction, I hope, and more of something that that we can, you know, build on, you know, as we move forward.
Yeah, no, I support everything Chris said, and you know, especially the part about not wanting to cause anxiety over this. You know, we recognize this will be long term. There could be a phased approach, you know, as the city continues to mature and stabilize, and you know, those could be, you know, are all subject to discussion and agreement between the county and the city.
Any comments?
This isn't the first we've heard.
We've heard.
I mean, it's not like, ooh, surprise, float the trial balloon. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. As the perfect example, it would be this, the new development of the grocery outlet in Dollar Tree, right there along the highway and along Finley Butte. Finley Butte is one of these county roads. Like Chris said, you know, you've got the right-of-way dedication that presents some interesting slivers of county owns the pavement, city owns, you know, where the sidewalk and the swales are located. You know, we appreciate that the county's been willing to work with us through this development period where things are picking up. And I think what we can reciprocate is say that, okay, let's look at certain parts of town where that urbanization, you know, Huntington, where it's going to be kind of the main street stretch, or maybe some other parts where we'll see more of that type of development. That's what I think of when you say kind of a phased approach and talking about that. So what I'm trying to say is, yep, we can open that conversation up and try to figure out how that works. The trouble that I will say for us all to keep in mind is that when we were formed with $1.98 per assessed $1,000 of value, we have to keep in mind what we can maintain and support and not end up in, you know, not to pick on Ben, but they've got some issues with their roads and other issues they have to figure out. But that's something we will have to be cognizant of. And there's some things we can do to put in place to support new roads as well. So this is a much larger conversation, but I'm trying to say that you've got our attention and we're willing to talk and try to sort through some of this stuff. So, yeah.
Any other future good stuff?
I've got one for you. Okay, I've got one for you. And not to put James on the spot, but, you know, the county, you're used to it. As you've heard sort of how James started us off tonight, the county owns a lot of property inside the city. And so one thing that James has shared with us, you know, not specifically with the industrial land, but with other parcels, is that perhaps we can look, the city can look, to other rural community amenities that we need and other organizations in the region and find out how do we get someone like that here. And how do we not partner with the county to make that a reality? So there's not a specific thing I have in mind necessarily, but just, again, looking at that opportunity and realizing that the relationship that I think we have going right now is very positive and we can line up some more good things in the future, near future. So it's kind of a broad statement, but bringing it full circle a little.
Okay, if you don't have anything else to add, I'd like to open up to questions that anybody has, even the council for Deschutes County, any member of Deschutes County. Anybody got anything they want to ask them, or suggestions, or questions, or anything?
I just have to say thank you to Stu and Tony both for the plaques and the reminder. Oddly enough, as I was driving out tonight, I was thinking even about points that I made during my election that, you know, maintaining that small town feel and what are we doing today and how does that affect that and everything. And so I just appreciate the reminder and the box.
I got a comment.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks again to you guys for the Deschutes County College. Did you have it last year as well?
Yes.
You going to have it this year?
Yes, we are.
It was enormously fun, informative, and absolutely essential for me to be doing my work with the Park District. Certainly want to encourage any person down in Lapine especially to go through that 12-week, is it 12-week? Yeah, 10 to 12-week. It's 2 hours, 2.5 hours on a particular night. They feed you great. But you really need to learn all about the functioning of the county and what a wonderful county it is compared to other counties I've been in. It's amazing. But thanks again for the Deschutes County College. Absolutely the best thing to do. One of the best things I have ever done since I've been here.
Great. Thank you for saying that. We start, Whitney is our, she's the one that makes it happen, all the pixie dust and magic, setting up all the departments and making sure. But we will be taking applications late summer, and it kicks off in September. We look for geographic representation, and we look for individuals that are also have been in your community for a long time and maybe that are just brand new. So we do try to have that diversity to make sure that we have individuals, a broad mix of folks learning about the county.
I just want to thank everybody.
Every Tuesday for 12 weeks.
Yeah, free dinner.
Take care. I just want to say thank you for making us feel like we are a partner and that we do control our future. I've been here for over 20 years. The house has been here for 23. And I've seen it grow. And it's growing very slowly, and it's being done very carefully so that we don't have to go backwards. We can still keep going forward. So thank you very much for being our partner and making that happen.
Yeah, Absolutely.
Anybody else? Stu?
Oh, it would take another hour. We won't go there.
No, let's not go there.
I just want to thank the departments that you folks have available for us here locally, you know, so that our folks, local residents, contractors, don't have to go to Ben. Eventually, you know, that's fine. I don't recall hearing any complaints about folks having to travel to Ben to make appointments for building permits or anything, but you know, it's come a long ways. I mean, I remember, you know, I've been here over 20s. I won't go any further than that. But you know, people used to sit here and complain about the county, and it was like, just want to reach out and say hi to them and say we're fortunate to have a county that supports us. And through the process of becoming a city, I think people realize that. And now that we have a joint partnership, I think it's even better. And everybody knows, I think it was mentioned, someone mentioned it, that we're on the verge, and we are on the verge. So this is something unique, I think, that we have. And I'm just grateful for it. So thank you, and to all your departments.
Todd, any comments?
I worked with COIC while I was on the council last time, and one of the things that I think that we need to do is to make sure that our community, the people that live in this community, realize how much help we get from the county. Most of them don't realize it. Most of them don't realize that we've got roads that belong to the city, roads that belong to the county, and roads that are private, and they want everything done on those roads right now. And we need to get more education, I think it is, to the people in our community to let them know that, hey, the city can't do everything, and the county can't do everything, and we just have to kind of buck up and take it a little bit at a time and move forward. And I think it's very important that we get our community involved.
I want Don to come help answer phones with me. I like that.
Great, there you go.
Well, I just want to say, since I'm new to this position, I was a counselor, but I'm new to the area, only 4 or 5 years, and that's a virgin compared to most people here. But it's, when I was out campaigning, it's not, you got to have the old, you got to understand the old to be the new. You know, and Tony come over to my house one day and started telling us, wait, this is a lot of stuff. Of course, and I ended up sitting next to Mr. Anderson at different meetings, and I mean, there's a lot of stuff to get to where we are today. You know, and I preach about the future, because the future is the future, but you gotta, it's nice not to just understand the old, but understand how the county was involved. So it's a real education process that we have to put out. And this tells it all. You know, small town strong is new. The rest of the four bullet points are old, but they're similar to what we've had. I just think it's wonderful. Any other comments from anybody for the, since we got the commissioners here? I mean, This is your chance. Well, how about for the city council? Anybody has any comments they want to ask the city council here?
So we'll trade you Hale Road for Memorial Way.
Well, this has gone pretty fast. I didn't mean for it to go that fast, so that, you know.
Just in general, please. So in terms of services, so, you know, health services, you know, counseling, you know, those sorts of things, medical, I know we're trying to develop that here, but we also, you know, we're your behavioral health, which means, you know, counseling and drug and alcohol and public health. And do you hear from folks access issues or challenges in terms of getting, you know, the goal is not to have people to need to go to Bend to get their services met or their needs met. We're really working hard to make sure that folks have their, you know, we have services that are provided here in your community. But are we, do you hear anything? If you don't hear anything, that's probably, maybe that's good. If you,
well,
are, I don't know.
When we had the St. Charles stuff going on, that was mentioned.
Okay.
You know, when we're in the planning stages.
I was just reading in the paper about the money that's coming for to help with the mental health services. Mm-hmm. And are we going to benefit down here from that, or are there going to be some things coming to Lapine?
Yes, and that dedicated to also increasing for veterans and seniors. And so I don't know if what the rollout looks in particular in terms of what that capacity would be for here locally. But that is, our principle is that those services are outside of, they're not just in one core area, that they're expanded into Redmond Sisters and into Lapine. Yes, please.
And across the street, I mean, we do have it redeveloped inside the building. There's regular staff over there that are there every day. That's the primary location. Behavioral health is spun up pretty well over there. So we are adding some more resources. We have a federal grant we're working to implement right now. So it should be pretty exciting for the next few years.
One other just quick topic is, as part of EDCO, one of the first questions of companies that come to us are, what's the labor force like? What's the workforce like? You know, do you have a ready workforce that we can tap into? You know, and it's a good question. It's a valid question. And so education is a big, and access to education. And so one of the things that I've been working with is COCC, OSU Cascades, the just Park and Rec, and Chad Carpenter, and trying to come to grips with how we can provide that in light of not having a lot of great transportation question. And so education is a big, and access to education. And so one of the things that I've been working with is COCC, OSU Cascades, the just Park and Rec, and Chad Carpenter, and trying to come to grips with how we can provide that in light of not having a lot of great transportation yet to Bend, if somebody wanted to go to COCC. And we have a lot of examples in the community where people are trying to better themselves and get more educated so that they can get a better light of not having a lot of great transportation yet to Bend, if somebody wanted to go to COCC. And we have a lot of examples in the community where people are trying to better themselves and get more educated so that they can get a better job. And so that's another issue, and we don't have to talk any more about it. But just put that out there. The educated workforce is real important.
I want to say a couple of things. I'm excited to work with all of you on the council and get to know you better. I'm new also, but I ran twice the parade, and then I got roped into doing the log cutting competition, which I like. And I used to have a firewood business when I was in my 20s, so I like that. And but I tell everybody, I think the most the nicest people in the county, I think, are in Lapine, in this area. I like the patriotism. I like that you're a new community. One of the, I've lived in Bend for 27 years, but you know, my commitment is that I'm as concerned with what goes on here as I am Bend or other parts of the county, because I really liked what I see down here and everything I've done. So I'm looking forward to working with all of you and being of help. And I'm a businessman also, so with in terms of economic development or housing or workforce things or any of that, that's stuff that I care about a lot. So I'm really looking forward to it. I'm excited to be here. I hope we can get out more. This winter's kind of got us all bottled up in our towns, and we don't get out much, but it's fun to be here. Thanks. So
I think there's one department we haven't mentioned, is the Sheriff's Department. I mean, they do wonders down here. Lieutenant DeLuca, he actually came over here one day and mm-hmm. talked to us all. Yeah. I mean, they've helped Jake out here tremendously, I know. They're like part of the family, and that's a great thing. Me being an ex-police officer understands that. You know, you really kind of have a good relationship, and we do. So that's just a plus for the county, too.
Shane would love to hear that. We'll pass that on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, he was down here all the time campaigning, but no.
Yeah.
We don't see him a lot.
We don't see him either. Yeah. He's got, yeah.
He sends so his busy. Guys out. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right. So
we've got him busy.
Okay, anybody else? Any comments whatsoever?
questions.
I sort of wanted to answer one of your statements that you made. I partnered up with the Deschutes County Health Department, and they give certain classes for different things. It has been a very big success.
Oh, good. Okay.
The people have really enjoyed it.
Okay.
They've got a lot out of it. Matter of fact, we were just talking today about having another class on dementia because Alzheimer's and dementia is something that the average person doesn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we do thank you for all those services.
Great.
They are a big help.
Okay, and we'll convey that message back too because that helps. You know, if there's value added, we want to build on that. And again, if you can access that here and not have to drive, I mean, gosh, why, that's our goal. So
it's
thank
wonderful.
You.
Okay. Thank you.
Just real quick to dovetail on that, at the high school, the mental health services has been great working with the high school counseling staff. And that partnership is, really helps the kids there as a
awesome.
High school.
Great. Thank you.
Is that it, folks? Connie, come on. Okay, we'll get you started.
Great.
Okay, just a blessing to have you down here. It's great. I'd like to see more of you.
Well, you will. So we'll put together another
meeting. And I'm going to come up to your meetings, too. Mr. Anderson says, well, you can see it online, but you don't see the facial expressions.
He can't see it
stuff,
in person.
You know? Yeah.
You're in the room, then he can make faces at us.
Yeah, I know.
Just throw
I know.
Us off.
I like that.
Most of the county really likes to watch those TV ones.
I think there's six people.
Okay, we mentioned a lot of projects, but Lapine has double that going on with ODOT and everything here. And, and you know, it's just, it's amazing to come in from the East Coast and be part of a city that's growing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. And I hope everybody's going to have fun.
Well, it's not everywhere in the state of Oregon that has a new city.
No,
I mean,
you're in.
We're, quick story. Bear with me. Bear with me. You know, a historian here. 10 years ago, when you said, you know, Commissioner Bainey was in that same pamphlet, I'm sorry, but I didn't see your picture in there because we were so focused on
becoming
a city.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like we were so young then, you know? We were.
I mean, now you're old.
You think about it, 10 years ago, Luana Danner was kind of our historian.
Right.
And a year ago, she sent me a CD of the first meeting that we held over a county building we used as City Hall. And, you know, there was that, Senator Gene Vincent was there. I swore I'd never forget him. He passed away. We went to his memorial. You, me.
I don't know.
Oh, God. But he was key in getting us the $50,000.
Maybe it was Ben.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Yeah,
yes,
okay,
Ben.
See, look at us, be like an old married couple.
I know, I was like, oh, I'm running through all the people that might have been
there. Yeah, I know. But, and Governor Ted Kulongowski, you know, presented Jesse Daggett, myself, and Luana with a $50,000 check over in Salem.
Yep.
And I'm looking at that, and we're actually dancing at the state capitol.
Yeah.
You know, 10 years ago, now we couldn't do that. You know, we're lucky to get out of bed. You know, but that's how from being a baby city to where we are now, and the county being a part of it, our citizens being a part of it, is incredible.
The tone was very different then, and it was very fractured in terms of the relationship and partnership, and I think that your leadership and the council at the time really set the tone for the community of, we need the county, we need to partner, and we needed to change our tune as well, and I think there was a lot of growing during that time, but I think it didn't happen by chance. I think it was purposeful, and it was you know, the right personalities at the right time. And look at you now. I mean, Damascus is thinking, how do we not be a city? And you guys are like, you know, look out Bend. So above Bend, wasn't that a tagline for a short period of time?
That was the early version of Newberry Country.
Above Bend. I thought that was hilarious.
So it's something we need to just remember and cherish. You know, this relationship, it's like, you know, sounds corny, but Valentine's Day, you know, it's a good bottle of wine and chocolates, you know. I think, do I dare say it, Lafayette's the wine and the county's the chocolate.
No, my goodness.
Okay, I'll shut up now.
On that note.
Can I have a motion to adjourn?
I move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I know some of the I get going.